Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the southern parts of Limpopo. Isolated showers and thundershowers expected to kick off our weekend in Gauteng, Mpumalanga and the northwest. Pretoria and Mpumalanga up to 25, Joburg 23, Emalahleni and Polokwane 24, and Rustenburg a high of 28 degrees.
You can expect delays in Centurion on the N14 eastbound towards the Brakfontein interchange.
A woman was killed in the floods in Pinetown in KwaZulu-Natal last night. Emergency teams say they recovered her body from a river after her car was swept away. This comes while more warnings have been issued of very hard rain and mudslides over large parts of KZN today. And global sea levels rose more than expected in 2024, which was also Earth's hottest year on record. According to the analysis led by NASA, which monitors rising water levels using satellite imagery, the world's seas rose by 59 centimeters last year. That's more than half a meter. Oceans have risen in line with the increase in the Earth's average surface temperature, a change which is caused by greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Khada D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Well, the big news of the morning is what happened last night. Cheston Colby was named SA Rugby Player of the Year in Cape Town. He beat fellow nominees Peter Steph Tutoi, Damian D'Alender, Ibn Etzebeth and Oxenchair to the prize. He becomes the first backline player to win the award since John de Villiers back in 2013. The Springbok team won Team of the Year. Rassie Erasmus, Coach of the Year, and Nadine Lewis is the Women's Player of the Year. Just one round to go in the Six Nations, and all of France, Ireland, England and Scotland still in the running for the title, though Scotland would need a minor miracle. The action gets underway with Italy up against defending champions Ireland in Rome. And that's before Wales and England do battle in Cardiff, and the championship comes to a conclusion when France and Scotland square off in Paris. A lot of Europa League action with Manchester United through to the quarterfinals, beating Real Sociedad 4-1 at Old Trafford to win 5-2 on aggregate. Rangers dumped Fenerbahce out in a penalty shootout. Tottenham overcame AS Alkmaar 3-2 on aggregate. Atletico Bilbao beat Roma, and Eintracht Frankfurt put 4 past Ajax to book their spot. McLaren's Lando Norris topped the timesheets in the first free practice for Formula One season opening Australian Grand Prix, as Lewis Hamilton was 12th quickest on his Ferrari, and injured MotoGP champion George Martin could be sidelined until the 5th round of the championship as he's still not recovered from surgery. He suffered a nasty crash in a pre-season test in Sepang, where he fractured his hand and foot undergoing surgeries, which saw him miss the opening race in Thailand. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.